Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Thomas entering the final year of his contract. He set the NFL world on fire. Nothing to prove. I mean, he's the most dominant receiver, I think, in football. You can make the case maybe the best receiver in football. Yep. He's under contract for one more year. His rookie deal, vastly underpaid. If you were Mike Thomas and put up those numbers, would you report tomorrow for voluntary workouts?
So, if everything was exactly the same, and again, you have to factor in personality and what you're willing to go through. I mean, listen, I wouldn't have ever really held out because I didn't even want the media, right? I mean, I didn't want want to have to deal with the stories or the questions. But
you were friendly with the media, so that.
Well, I was just trying not to. You know, I was trying not to get beat up too bad, you know, by everybody. So, but listen, Mike has, like you said, Mike has nothing left to prove. Mike has. There's nothing Mike can do in the next year to make himself more valuable. He's, like you said, he's wildly underpaid. And so, listen, if Mike decides I'm not going to go to those workouts, first of all, he can do that whether he just signed a 5-year, $100 million contract. Because, like you said, they're voluntary workouts. It's really hard to say, do I think Mike will or won't. I think it's important to Mike to be there. You know, I really do. But I also think that if Mike was getting advice that this is the right thing to do, you're not going to get this done without not showing up, I would fully support Mike in doing that. I think that's understandable. And I think you can look at the history of the NFL and say, you know, the rusty, what is it? The rusty wheel gets the grease, mm-hmm. Right? The squeaky wheel.
Squeaky wheel.
Did I say rusty?
It worked. Same thing.
Squeaky wheel gets
the oil.
The guys that hold out and the guys that do those things, most of the time, those are the guys that get paid early. You know, now there's organizations that like to pay guys way ahead of time and try and, you know, the Eagles used to do that when I was a young player. It was like you'd be in, you know, halfway through your second year and they'd be offering extensions, you know, and they'd do that because they get huge deals on them because
sure.
Those guys were kind of not expecting it. The Saints have never really been that organization to pay guys really early. It's kind of always been and I think it all starts at the top. Drew Brees has played out contracts, right? And so it's really hard when you're on that roster underneath and the Saints are going, we didn't even pay him early, to make an argument against that. But at the same time, you know, listen, Drew was not a holdout. He never did that. And so if that's Mike's leverage and that's what he has right now to try to get something done before next season, then I think you have to support it. It just, you know, it is what it is. And it also, listen, it's Mike Thomas is going to come to training camp in shape, right? This is not a Le'Veon Bell situation where we're talking about 3 years of franchise tags yet. Right, we're not there yet. Might get there.
It's funny that you say yet because yeah, you're right. It
might get there.
Could get there eventually.
You know, for right now, I think I think Mike will show up. But if I wake up in the morning, I'm about 51-49 there. If I wake up and hear Mike didn't come to workouts, I'd say, you know, it makes sense. I mean, there's some logic and some reason there, and I think I would certainly support that.
If you set NFL records for most passes caught.
Yeah,
in a league history, and been pretty much for the last 2 years, the only real threat in the receiving core, significant threat, in this offense that's so prolific. Would you take that in consideration and say, hey, look, I'm not gaining any more money by going out there and participating in organized team activities. I'm putting myself at risk for an injury that could end up affecting my payday, whether it's with the Saints or another team, because you know as well as anybody that if he got injured, the Saints would certainly say, hey, yeah, well, I mean, your first 3 years were great, but, I mean, you are coming off a knee injury, a meniscus injury. We're not sure. We're not sure.
The thing that always it's almost a little frustrating as a player. It's a business. Everyone acknowledges it's a business until a player plays business. And then he's a bad person, right? Or he's a traitor or – that's frustrating, right? Because everyone around you is playing business, right? That's what it is for everybody else. So if Mike Thomas says, from a business perspective, the right thing to do is to not put myself at jeopardy and to use any leverage that I can find, then that's exactly what Mike should do. I don't know that that's what he's thinking, but that's exactly what you should do.
Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. If you were Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas, would you report for voluntary offseason workouts without a new contract? That's our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online for you at WWL.com. Call us at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. I wouldn't report. Just being honest. If it's business, then it's business.
Good thing you didn't have 125 receptions last year.
I didn't have one reception. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.